We're chatting with Chuck Spataro, a professor at Elizabethtown Community and Technical College, also been an accomplished writer in his own right, and has written numerous columns for the Hardin County Independent. Most importantly, however, he had a long-standing friendship with the late Ron Boone. Chuck, thanks for taking a few moments to just chat with us about Ron.
Well, my pleasure. I mean, Ron is one person I think of fondly often. I don't know, can I just share a story about Ron? Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Well, most recently, when I was driving to work, I saw a red sun in the morning, like a red rubber ball. It was rising over the railroad tracks, and I remembered a funny time when Ron was giving his weather report on WIEL, and he had mentioned that in the morning there was a beautiful red ball of a sun. And so I called him at the station, and I said, Ron, there was a rock group called The Circle, and they did a song called Red Rubber Ball. And he said, rock group, were they called The Circus? And I said, no, Ron, The Circle. And he goes, circus? And I said, no, circle. And he goes, oh, like a circus circle. And so now, whenever I hear that song, Red Rubber Ball, and the listeners will probably recognize it. It was a 1960s pop tune written by Paul Simon. Of course, I always think of Ron Boone.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great song, by the way. And I guess Ron never did quite get your drift, did he?
No, but it didn't matter. And then after we had finished our little conversation, he went right into the news and he said, all right, Chuck, well, I've got you. Tell me about this at the college or that at the college. So, you know, Ron, like he always does, he could shift from a silly conversation to hard news, and he'd do an interview right there on the spot. I miss him. I think he is one of the most well-rounded broadcasters I've ever known. Could talk with knowledge and interest on almost any subject, sports, politics, the weather, and a good friend, and I miss him.
Certainly the one that people all around the area will think of when they think of news is Ron Boone. You were friends with Ron for a number of years, weren't you?
Yeah, I guess I've been here in Elizabethtown, Hardin County for it's almost 30 years now, and for most of those years, Ron and I would chit-chat about the news, and Ron was one of the first people I met at a meeting here at the college, and he shook my hand and said, welcome to the community, and Ron Thomas, who is Dean of Student Affairs, introduced me to Ron Boone one
night.
I'll never forget that.
Do you have any other stories that you'd like to share with us?
Well, one story that I think of, Ron would have me on his newsmaker show every once in a while. And I always said, Ron, one of these days, I'm going to interview you on the show. I'm going to be the host because you're the most interesting person that's never been interviewed on the show. And he shied away from that. And, you know, Ron was not a shy guy.
No.
But he did not want me to interview him on his public service news show, and we never got it done, and that's one of the regrets in my life, that I didn't get to interview Ron and be Ron Boone interviewing him.
That would have been a blast.
Oh yeah, it just didn't happen, you know. And I tried to do it once or twice, and Ron, you know, sort of said, no, I want to talk to you, I have some questions, and yeah, so we didn't get it done. But that's just the only last thought I had was that.
Well, thanks a lot, Chuck.
Okay. And, well, I enjoyed working with you.
All righty.
Good luck on the project.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. You've been listening to an interview with Chuck Spataro about Ron Boone on WIEL Information Radio.